I'm Alec Dieterbytes. You're listening to Alec Dieterbytes Podcast. Today's review, The Queen's Fools presents Hag, playing now October 21st to 29th, 2025. This immersive theater piece is centered around the famous Weird Sisters that originated from the Shakespearean play Macbeth. While there's definitely fun to be had in this excursion, the play seems to be more hocus pocus than Scottish play. The Weird Sisters are living in a small loft apartment in modern times, modern enough to have Donkey Kong playing on the vintage N64. Oh my gosh, did I just say vintage N64? I'm aging myself here. Okay, so maybe it's the 90s. As advertised, it's a pocket production, and that's accurate. The experience is quite brief, and by that time you step into the space, listen a little and do a few tasks, it's over before you know it. Besides the vibes of the space, the dramatic makeup work and the clothing put on by these actresses does give them a ghoulish, dangerous look. I would have run, but my legs were frozen. It must have been the spell. I'll light some sage later on. Happy Halloween, everyone. The witches split up the participants and we talked amongst the three witches, played by Morgan Taylor, Lala, Anja Rancic, Addie, and Allie Trasher, Chloe. Depending on your show, you may end up with a different witch during your showing. I spent most of my time with Chloe, played by Allie Trasher. Trasher was very receptive to our answers, as I was with one other person in the group. Though I do wish maybe the tasks seemed a little more integrated into the rest of the show, Trasher was able to show not only the anger and vindictiveness of Chloe, but also a softer side. Yes, even witches. Not just Wendy from Casper. When the sisters were together, it looked like it was choreographed movement as they moved with each other side by side. It was very engaging. There was something quite menacing about these three together. Fantastic energy. It's a small space, so having any more than four participants would have been folly. The witches get really close, and there's some wonderful ghoulish surprises. And unlike plenty of the shows I've been to that advertise being immersive, the dark, moody atmosphere, the actor interaction, and the details added to the small space indeed make this show actually immersive. The activities and the basic idea are actually quite entertaining, and the process of putting on this short show also seemed a little rushed, either because of the lack of story or the pace of going through the tasks, very much a go-go-go situation. There are definitely a few nods to Macbeth, particularly in the design around the room and the cadence of the chanting from the witches. As with the immersive experience, unless the actors or the actress give you permission, be respectful. I give Hag a 7.6 out of 10. It's above average. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.